This Saturday, September 18th, is the community-wide pitch-in day, where the town comes together to clean up litter from the roads, parks and trails. This will be the first pitch-in day since 2019. Last year's event had to be cancelled due to the pandemic. Chair of the pitch-in committee, Count Kenneth Fowler, says he loves taking part in the event, as it gives the community a common goal to work towards. We have businesses, town staff, and most importantly residents coming together for one sole purpose, to beautify Innisfil, he said. Typically, maps would be set up at the town fire stations, where residents would come in and mark off an area they would tackle for cleanup. At the end of the day, residents would gather for a barbecue at Centennial Park. Due to COVID restrictions, things will look a little differently for this year's event. Now that we have the vaccination numbers up high enough, we can do so in a very limited manner but still beautify the town, said Fowler. Residents are encouraged to register for the event online, select an area they would like to clean and collect their cleanup kits from Town Hall. Each kit includes 10 yellow garbage bags, gloves, a goodie bag, and a safety tip sheet. Each registrant's name will be put into a draw for a chance to win a gift card from one of many local businesses. We're helping out the businesses that supported us throughout all these years, said Fowler. Once bags are filled, residents can call or email the town's customer service department at 705-436-3710 or inquiry at innisfil.ca, and pickup will be arranged. Every year at the event, the town will recognize outstanding citizens by presenting them with the Debbie Mills Civic Pride Award. The award is given to someone who takes initiative and demonstrates civic pride with their volunteer efforts in helping to keep the town of Innisfil clean. Debbie Mills was an Innisfil resident who was out every morning cleaning up ditches and roadways in the community. She was unofficially known as the Litter Lady. Nothing stopped here, not rain, nor sleet, nor snow. She was a machine, said Fowler. Mills passed away from lung cancer in 2012. We are honoring her memory by giving out an award every year for it, said Fowler. This year, there will be an additional award presented in honor of the late Troy Scott, owner of Foodland in Stroud, who passed away from COVID-19 in June. Scott was an active volunteer in the community, constantly donating food and supplies to various organizations and community members in need. We're creating a special award in memory for him, and we are going to be having that hung in Stroud Foodland if we can, said Fowler. He was one of our biggest supporters. Nominations for the awards can be sent to the town via email at pitch-in@innisfil.ca. This weekend's event coincides with National Cleanup Day. To learn more, visit the town's website here.